Speaker!
Order! Order! The House will come to order straight away. Order!
The number of people employed in New Zealand now is higher than ever before in New Zealand's history. We have not lost jobs in this country. We've created jobs.
Prime Minister John Key talking up the economy and opposition leader Phil Goff talking it down.
Why doesn't the Prime Minister just acknowledge that in the real world people are struggling to find jobs when we read today that when they've opened a new world supermarket in Kaiapoi, 870 people, sir, applied for 45 full-time and 45 part-time jobs. Doesn't that show the Prime Minister that people are struggling to find work under his economic mismanagement?
Back to the Prime Minister.
The Labor Party yesterday said 47,000 fewer people had jobs in New Zealand. Not true. The Household Labour Force survey shows that employment is higher in New Zealand than it's ever been before.
And now Mr. Goff.
The latest national employment indicator for July, which shows that nearly 5,000 jobs were lost in New Zealand in that 1 month alone.
Mr. Key.
The national economic indicator is not a full indicator of all jobs in the economy. No.
Then a question for Mr. Key from Progressive MP Jim Anderton.
Has the Prime Minister received, as Prime Minister, any reports of billboards appearing around New Zealand claiming that he as PM is, quote, building a brighter future, end quote? And will he be replacing that slogan with the words, quote, we may just muddle through, end quote?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I think the world may muddle through a global recession, but one isn't sure.
It was impossible to be sure about anything, with neither side willing to accept the other's statistics, prompting this intervention from Social Development and Employment Minister Paula Bennett.
I seek to release a report that was put out today from Jobs Online, which shows the number of job vacancies advertised online in both Seek Trade Me increased by 6.3% for August 2011.
The Speaker, though, wanted to be sure that the information did not come off a website.
Well, it's on the website. We don't do that because it's available to all members. Can I check with the Minister, is it available on the website?
Mr. Speaker, it may be available on a website. I've actually just got a printed report. Well, I don't know.
Order.
Paula Bennett then faced this question from Labour's Lucinda Ardern.
What set of statistics is she using to base employment policy on? The Household Labour Force Survey, which shows we have the highest youth unemployment on record. The seasonally adjusted National Employment Indicator, which shows 47,000 fewer Kiwis in jobs than when she took office. Or the figures she has tried to table today from Trade Me.
The Honourable Paula Bennett.
Mr. Speaker, it would be fair to say that I use a range of reports and figures that come in. But what I concentrate on, Mr. Speaker...
Now to the committee rooms, where Rhys Lyon reports on submissions being made on the two bills introduced under urgency on Tuesday night.
The first of them was a bill designed to restore covert video surveillance powers to the police. That was referred to the Justice and Electoral Committee, which began hearing submissions at 9 this morning. One of them was from Law Commissioner John Burrows, who criticised the retrospective nature of the bill.
The major category which makes it objectionable is if you make something an offence which wasn't before. You actually rewrite the substantive law. But it can also have unjust effects if you take rights away from people, which they had already. And you could argue this does. It takes away the right to object to evidence that's been obtained in a certain way. So I think you can argue there's an element of injustice about it.
Law Commissioner John Burrows. Also representing the Law Commission was Dr. Warren Young, who pointed to a potentially embarrassing drafting error in the bill.
The definition of covert video camera surveillance says that it's surveillance that is intended to be hidden from the view of persons other than those deploying the camera. Well, that means if the police are doing the surveillance from the neighbour's property with the neighbour's consent, it's not covered by the bill because the neighbour knows about it. And that clearly isn't good intended either.
Dr. Warren Young from the Law Commission making a submission on the Video Camera Surveillance Temporary Measures Bill to the Justice and Electoral Committee. The bill is due to be reported back by October the 3rd. Another bill put through its first reading under urgency last night was the Sleepover Wages Settlement Bill. That bill was prompted by the appeal court decision that led to a settlement of the lengthy dispute over payment for caregivers who remain with their patients overnight. The bill was sent to the Health Committee, which is also due to report it back by October the 3rd.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.